morning, Mike Kincladdy.
Yeah, hello, this is Davis speaking.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Davis. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, how was that trip?
It was very long and very tiring.
Oh, I can see. I've tried the other number, I couldn't get through.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I only arrived back in my office maybe 2 hours ago, so it was quite a long meeting.
Oh, okay. I thought you could have given me your handset, your mobile handset number.
Yes, have you got a pen?
Pen, okay, I'll pick up that. Yeah.
Yes, 07017. 07.
07.
017.
Just a minute, please, my pen is trying to miss up.
Oh, okay. It's 07.
07.
017.
017.
354.
354.
Yeah.
Did you get the bachelor's number? Excuse me. Yeah, did you get the number?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay. I think I'll give her this number to call you.
Okay.
But she was talking about you sent through her bank. I don't know how possible that would be. And you were talking about she meeting you, collecting the money.
That's
kind of what she said. She has other things to do along, I don't know. But I've talked to her that she should go on and pick up the money. And it's not easy. I mean, it's not safety enough collecting such amount of money and then coming back with it. I think she's a bit scared because she might be locked off, whatever.
Yes.
So, could that be possible you transfer that money into her account?
No, I will only give the money in cash. I will not make a transfer, no.
I also thought about that such amount is too heavy, so pick up in cash and she'll turn it back with that kind of money, you know.
Well, that's not my problem, I'm afraid. If you want the money, then it's going to have to be collected from me in cash.
Okay.
The amount is small because I've got the money in English pounds. It's only a very small package. It's not the size of it is very small.
Yeah, to me here, I know. To me here, it's not that much. I mean, the 18,000 is too. It's not too much. It's small money, but to her there, it might look big. You know,
it's only.
She has to give a count of. Yep.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay, what happened? I think she's sleeping at this moment.
Right.
When she's awake, I'll call her, and I'll give her this number to call you. I think you could explain better to her. You have the cash at home, and you cannot go back to send it.
Yes.
So she can pick it up from you.
Yes, she can collect it from me. As I say, I can arrange a meeting place outside in the open, you know, where it will be safe for her. And the location is very easy to get to. Will she be coming down by train or by plane, do you know?
That's what I don't know, but I talked to her, she was insisting that she send it to the bank.
Yeah.
That she told you to send it to her account from your bank.
Yeah, you must explain to her that is not going to happen. If she cannot collect it from me, then I'm not going to give the money.
Is she supposed to fill any documents?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Is she supposed to fill any documents?
I don't know.
The
only thing I was told by Mr. Shanks, the only thing I was told was would I be able to lend him the $18,000? I've not been told anything else, so I don't know anything about any
documents. I understand. I just want to know why you want her to be in prison before pick up the money. Okay. Hello?
Yes. So I
just want to know.
I don't really understand what you mean. I've got the money here. All they need to do is come to collect it. That's the only thing I require. All I require.
Okay. So you by 4 a.m. you go back to you have to go home and sleep, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving the office at 4 a.m. If she wants to call me tomorrow, she can leave it until later on in the afternoon because I will be sleeping in late tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So maybe after 3 p.m. tomorrow. If she gives me a call after 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Mr. Shen told you the ticket or train, whatever time she's coming, would have to be paid for.
That's no problem. Yes, I mean I can pay for the the traveling, but I will only pay that in person. If she wants the traveling expenses, that will not be a problem. But I will not pay that in advance. She will have to collect that from me as well.
Okay. So all she needs to do is to just take the 18,000 from you, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll talk to her when she's awake. I'm at the office now, trying to set out things off and the odd things I couldn't finish in the day. I'll try to finish it up.
Okay.
I'll call her when she's awake, and I'll let her know that if she cannot make it, that I call someone else who can just go up and pick it up for me. Because I think she has a lot of things doing there as well. That's why she's trying to avoid coming down there, you know.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her as well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rico.
Right. Have a nice day.
Same to you.
Thanks very much.
Bye.